This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A former sheriff's sergeant has been sentenced for his role in the killing of Christian Glass. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it comes as six more officers face new charges in the case.
Kyle Allen Gould watched via body camera as one of his deputies shot and killed Glass in June of last year, after the 22-year-old called for help moving his car late at night. The former Clear Creek sergeant will now serve probation and give up his law enforcement license. The county's district attorney has also filed charges against six other officers who were present but did nothing to prevent Glass's death. The officer who killed Glass has pled not guilty to murder charges. He's due in court next month. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
State lawmakers are meeting today for a special legislative session. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on their proposal for property taxes.
Democrats' plans would save the typical homeowner a couple $100 on next year's property taxes, but the plan would not offer any further relief to commercial properties. Also on the table are changes aimed at benefiting lower-income households, including a renter relief fund and an expansion of the state's earned income tax credit. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coloradans in Congress want to make sure that Space Command headquarters stays in Colorado Springs. Senator John Hickenlooper included instructions in a defense policy bill to prohibit limitations on Space Command funds for military construction. Alabama's House delegation wants to block Space Command from building out its permanent headquarters anywhere. It's a mostly sunny Friday along the Front Range, Denver and Colorado Springs, with highs in the 60s, then cooler this weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.